This is 7:18. It's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello again, mate.
Hey, y'all, Darren.
All right, so we've been talking off-grid right through August, and today we're going to talk about batteries.
That's it, batteries. So these are probably the most integral part of an off-grid system, especially one that, you know, takes a source from solar power.
Yeah.
As we all know, solar power is a daytime phenomena, and we don't have any way of harnessing moonlight yet, so we must design our solar system to be able to generate enough power to run our daytime loads,
yeah,
as well as collect enough extra energy to use over nighttime.
Yeah.
So we need storage of some description, and the most common type of storage device is a battery. Lead-acid batteries, Darren, they're the most common storage device.
Cars.
Cars. Well, actually, even off-grids. They've been around for over 150 years. Charging the battery starts a chemical reaction where the sulfuric acid electrolyte largely converts to water, and then discharging the battery converts it back to sulfuric acid again. They come in three main varieties. Flooded cell. This is the cheapest sort of battery you can get, but these require a fair bit of maintenance. The cells have to be constantly topped up with electrolyte or actually distilled water, and if not looked after, they will dry out and they will fail. And these have been used for off-grid systems for many, many, many years. Like, I think we pulled one out the other day that was 22 years old. Next is AGM lead or absorbed glass mat cells. Now, these are the next most prevalent in the lead-acid lineup, and the electrolyte is held within a fine fiberglass mesh. These are generally spill-proof and maintenance-free. This is also allows the cells to have different configurations. So we can actually lay these batteries flat. We can stack them up, put them in racks, so, and do things like that. These are commonly used as a traction battery, and we see these quite a lot in off-grid systems.
Just explain traction battery.
Say if we've got electric forklift, that would be a traction battery. Small crane, little electric motor-driven stuff. So that's what we call traction batteries. Lastly, we have the gel lead, and this is what we've been using for over 13 years. Now, these are made by mixing the sulfuric acid electrolyte with silica gelling agents. Now, these have all the advantages of the AGM battery, but they last longer as they have a better heat transfer abilities. And they can operate better in temperature extremes, much better than the first two we talked about. But overcharging is a death sentence for them, as operating with a jelly-like electrolyte means if we gas these batteries, they're kaput. So they have to be set up correctly. Both gel and AGM fall into what we call the VRLA category of lead acid, and that stands for valve-regulated lead acid. We don't really want to take these past 50%. In regards to discharge. DMS Energy primarily uses gel batteries from Battery Energy Australia, and they're an Australian company, and we've been using their SunGel Ultras for quite a long time. Our oldest battery systems are 13 years old, and we call this like tried and true technology, cost-effective for off-grid, and we know exactly how they're going to age and perform. So there's no mystery to them.
Okay.
Then we have lithium batteries. Now, these come in a variety of chemistries, but the predominant ingredient is going to be lithium. Lithium iron phosphate, or LiFePO, is most common, but there's also lithium manganese, lithium titanate, lithium cobalt oxide, and the list goes on. Lithium chemistry batteries are very energy dense, so they're going to be much smaller than your lead batteries. But they have to be managed correctly. If they're not managed properly, they can actually catch fire, and this is what we call a thermal runaway.
Such is the problem you have with the, well, they had with the phones, because they're lithium batteries, right?
Yeah, or the Tesla. Tesla's had a crash and they fire and no one could put it out, that's a thermal runaway.
Yeah.
Basically, they won't stop burning until all the energy is exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Some chemistries of lithium are better at avoiding this than others as well. To avoid overcharging, these batteries have a lot of supporting electronics to maintain correct cell voltage and balance. We've been using lithium in off-grids for around 7 years. And to be honest, in some applications, this is the best chemistry, but lithium off-grids are the only batteries that really give us any dramas out in the field. And it's not the chemistry, it's the supporting electronics that cause just nuisance faults. When your supply, your only supply is an off-grid, a nuisance strip can be a big deal though. You know, we're very mindful where we use lithiums. Great for sites that have high current requirements, as these can be drawn down to 80% without too much detriment. The beauty of the lithium batteries is the current and capacity remains relatively consistent till they're depleted, and then the performance just falls off a cliff. So they sort of go well, and then they stop.
Right.
As opposed to, say, lead batteries, where the performance suffers as the voltage gets lower and lower as the battery is discharged. So lead battery's best performance is at the highest state of the charge range. But as the battery gets depleted, it can deliver less current. Everything just goes
down. You get a bit of warning.
Yeah, well, just one more thing you got to think about when you're designing a system.
Yeah.
Yeah, so DMS Energy use the Power Plus lithiums, and they're Australian made, when lithium is the best choice for our clients' requirements. Lithiums are more expensive than lead acid. Flow batteries. Now, these are pretty cool. I won't go into too much detail. I could dedicate a month of Power Savers just to talk about flow batteries. The best way to describe this technology would be to compare it to electroplating. Charging is building layers of zinc, so it's pulling the zinc out of the electrolyte and building up a thin layer of zinc on the anodes, and discharging is stripping those layers back off again. No self-charge with these, discharge with these batteries. So in theory, you could charge them up to 100%, turn it off, and come back on and turn it on in 50 years' time and it'll still be full.
Hmm.
Whereas every other battery, chemical type of battery, has some level of self-discharge. These suit larger installations. There is no loss of capacity, but the pumps and ancillary equipment that makes up the make the magic happen does wear out. So every 10 years, you'd probably send them in to get rebuilt. DMS Energy has recently completed the largest red flow battery installation in Australia, and we're in the process of adding another 120 kilowatt of solar panels to it. Look, there are a ton more battery types out there, and there are other types of energy storage devices other than batteries. You know, you can just pump water up a hill and then let it capture the energy as it comes back down again. You know, it's a real simple type. It's all energy storage. But these are the most common. And when it comes to battery technology, like you need to find, no, you need to know which one's going to be the right one for you. And that's where your designer comes into play. Applying the right technology to provide the right solution is the dark art of off-grid design. DMS Energy are the Northwest Coast's leading off-grid designers and installers. And our long-term relationship with Battery Energy Australia, we have the right combination of components to suit every application.
1300 502 599 is the number. 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. If you don't know where that is by now, if you head out of Sprayton towards Sheffield, it's on the right-hand side, and it's a blue building. Can't miss it.
That's it.
Got solar on the roof.
That's it. Yeah, a lot of solar on the roof. About to add more, actually. But so it's all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or find us on Facebook, and we'd love to hear from you. If you've got any questions you'd like answered, let me know, and I'll answer them here.
All right. Catch you next week. Thanks very much.
Cheers, mate.
Adrian from DMS Energy on 7AD.